Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Going to talk about something important today about cars. No law, just cars. And this is something that many people misunderstand, and they really need to know this. Now, a lot of people in my audience do know this, but you probably know somebody who doesn't, especially if you know any young drivers. So, got to understand the distinction. The most misunderstood thing on the car, is the oil light. Spoke to somebody the other day, just this past week, who was driving along and their oil light came on. And they said, I drove some distance further and checked the oil. And I said, do you know what the oil light means? And like many other people, the answer came back as, I thought it meant the car was low on oil. No, that would be referring to the level of oil in the car. The oil light indicates oil pressure, So if your car loses oil pressure, it's very, very different from your car being simply low on oil. There might not be any correlation at all. It's extremely important. So I'm going to walk through this kind of simply, but again, just so people can understand this. And if you know somebody who's a young driver in particular, make sure they know this stuff. Brand new car or a properly set up car will have 4 to 6 quarts of oil in it. 4 to 6 quarts of oil, meaning there's an oil pan underneath the engine and it'll have 4 to 6 quarts of oil in it. You fire the car up and the oil pump picks up oil out of that reservoir and pumps it through the engine. And the analogy you can often think of is kind of like the blood in your body being pumped around by your heart, okay? There's a little bit of a difference in a lot of ways, but think of it that way. So the oil that gets picked up out of the oil pan might run through an oil cooler, through an oil pump, and get pumped up and then pumped through a bunch of important things in the engine. So for instance, the crankshaft, the camshaft, the lifters and valves and things of that nature. Anytime you've got metal moving against metal, it's got to be lubricated, otherwise it'll wear out very, very quickly and cause damage. So the oil gets pumped through the engine, and it gets pumped at a very high pressure. It has to be because of the way these things are all fit together. And so someplace in the engine is a sensor that measures how much pressure is coming out of there to indicate that the oil is being pushed with enough force to get to all the places it needs to be, okay? And if you're interested, you can look this stuff up. You can find the oiling diagrams on Google very, very easily. In fact, you can find them for particular engines if you want to see how it works. Some engines are very complicated. Some engines are not so complicated. Just so you know, like I said, many cars take 4 quarts of oil. Some take 6, 5 or 6. My Viper takes 10, but it's got a 10-cylinder engine. It's a bigger engine. It's got more stuff in there. And then likewise, my M35 A2 deuce and a half army truck took 19 quarts of oil. But it was also a diesel engine. Diesel engines have different needs and different reasons for having more oil in their system. But the typical car, 4 to 6 quarts. So if you check the oil, you pull the dipstick on the car when it's not running, you will find that if your car is full, there'll be a full line on the dipstick. If it's low a quart, it'll be down here. Sometimes it's in the middle here, you're fine usually. And then if it drops below that or off the stick, you're low on oil. But if you're driving along and your oil light comes on, okay, in a perfect world, what it's indicating to you is that your oil pressure is too low, okay? Not that the level of oil in your engine is too low, because that's simply the volume of the oil. The oil pressure is too low. So imagine this, your car could be full of oil, but show low oil pressure for some reason. Likewise, your car could be run very, very low on oil, but still show proper oil pressure if everything else is working. It's not good for you to run it really, really low on oil, even if that light doesn't come on for other reasons. But simply put, the light comes on to indicate that you've lost oil pressure. That's what the light is telling you. So my advice to you, if your car check oil light comes on, that you should as quickly as practical go over to the side of the road and shut the engine off and check it and find out, or drive a very short distance. But keep in mind that the longer you drive it, the more risk you run. So you might say, Steve, what does that light mean and what are the possible causes for it to come on? Okay, so light comes on, idiot light comes on. And what is it telling you? Well, ostensibly it's telling you low oil pressure. What could that mean? Well, the first thing I can tell you is it's possible you got a faulty sensor. A lot of idiot lights come on because the sensor's gone bad. So I know that there have been occasions where something indicates, one of the idiot lights comes on, you take it to the dealership, they go, oh yeah, your sending unit's bad, the sensor's bad, or whatever it is that tells that gauge how to read. That's bad. They replace that. That's actually not that important, not that expensive of a fix, but you still want to get it fixed because you need that light to work to indicate that you actually have low pressure if, in fact, it ever happens. So it could be a faulty sensor, but it could be a faulty oil pump. If your oil pump goes bad or is going bad and that light comes on, that means that it's possible as you're driving along that the pump might stop pumping oil. Now, oil pump technology is fairly simple. It's been around for a very, very long time. Oil pumps do go bad, but quite often when they go bad, it causes such a catastrophic failure that it destroys the whole engine. But if your oil pump were to go bad and you caught it soon enough, you could replace the oil pump and save the engine. So faulty sensor, faulty oil pump. Now, I checked and I actually looked a couple different sites. I checked with the mechanic sites and so on. And they go, technically speaking, it could be an indication of low oil only because your oil has gotten so low that it's dangerous. Because if you think about it, you've got this reservoir of oil underneath your engine. You fire the car up and it starts pulling the oil up and oiling the engine and running the oil through. So as this oil runs through up here, the reservoir drops. So if it got to the point where your oil was so low that when it got down here and it pushed all the oil up here, but not enough of it had returned yet, and suddenly the pump's not drawing anything worthwhile, yeah, you'd have low oil pressure because of low oil, but your oil would be so low at that point that it'd be potentially catastrophic also. You should never be driving a car that low on oil. So if your vehicle is that low on oil, the oil went somewhere. You need to find out where. So if it's burning it, you probably notice in the tailpipe. And if it's leaking it, you should see it in your driveway someplace. Or if you've split your block and half your car didn't start. It's probably not a likely one, but it's possible. So you may also have severely worn parts inside your engine. Now, this is one of those things that doesn't happen suddenly, but it might be that as parts wear out, it suddenly reaches the point where it triggers that light. And so a mechanic would be able to figure that out for you. But if you have an extremely high mileage engine, especially if somebody wasn't taking really good care of the oil changes, you might have some internal wear that's caused the places where the oil goes to get worn to the point where the pressure doesn't build up properly anymore. And at that point, you may have to make a decision. Is it worth investing that kind of money to get that vehicle engine rebuilt or anything like that? You know, it might be worthwhile, might not be. You never know. But worn engine parts could do it. It's also possible that your oil filter is clogged. Now, I shouldn't have to lecture you about changing the oil on your car. I am one of these guys who gets hundreds of thousands of miles out of cars, and I don't consider a car broken in until it hits 200,000 miles. And people say, Steve, you're lucky. Well, you know, you get real lucky when you change your oil a lot. And I change my oil like a religion. 5,000 miles, full synthetic. I don't care what the recommendations are. It'll go longer than that. I don't care. I'm changing when it's still clean, okay? That's the point. So my vehicle will never have a clogged filter. Just won't. But for the people out there who go, well, I'm supposed to change it at this, but I waited a while and changed it here, and then I couldn't afford it, and I changed it here. That's fine. But be aware of that. The fact that you're not changing it the way you should could be causing a clogged filter. Now, when you do the oil change, you get a brand new filter. It might solve the problem. But if you've been going a long period of time, I know people out there who've had a vehicle that burns oil. And so they got to put in a new quart of oil once a month. And they go, yeah, 4 months later, it's like an oil change. Well, except it's the old filter. That's the problem. So it could be a clogged filter also causing the lack of oil pressure. And you could also have clogged oil passages, meaning that the gunk buildup inside the engine, it's like clogged arteries, is causing it to not have the oil pressure flow properly. And one of the things that can happen in an extremely old engine, and a friend of mine, I can vividly remember this, a friend of mine had a late 70s General Motors product with a V8 in it, and it was a decent car, but it had this one strange phenomenon. And that is, if you check the oil in as low a quart of oil, you pop the cap off where the oil goes in on the valve cover, and you pour a quart of oil in, put the cap back on, and check the oil. And it wouldn't show up in the dipstick for a few minutes. it took a long time for the oil to seep back down to where it was supposed to go. And so the oil system in a lot of cars uses gravity to get the oil back where it belongs. So the oil pump picks it up from the bottom and forces it up into these channels, like I said before, the camshaft, the crankshaft, the valves, lifters, and so on. And then as it flows out the other side, it often just kind of like works its way back down, and gravity will do that. But of course, if those oil channels are clogged, it takes longer for it to get back down there. So you might have the full 4 quarts of oil or 5 quarts of oil in your system someplace. But if those channels get clogged, then the oil gets hung up in places that it shouldn't be because it needs to get back down and work its way back around again. So remember, each time it does that cycle, it goes through the filter again and so on. So you could have clogged oil passages. So when the oil light comes on in your car, it is not telling you necessarily your oil level is low. It is telling you that your oil pressure is low. And that's a very, very different thing. Again, could indicate a faulty sensor, faulty oil pump. It could indicate catastrophically low oil. It could be worn engine parts internally. It could be a clogged filter, or it could be clogged oil passages. But when that light comes on, don't ignore it. And don't drive on it if you don't have to. Now, obviously, if you're driving along one day and all of a sudden the light clicks on, you're out in the middle of nowhere. I'm not saying pull over to the side of the road and like try flagging down cars because there's no cell coverage. You know, you got to make these kind of judgments on your own. But understand that it is not telling you, oh, you're simply low 1 quart of oil. That's not what it's telling you. That's not what it's telling you. You've got low oil pressure. Low oil pressure. So it's not the oil level. It's the oil pressure. So that's the most important thing you need to know and the most misunderstood warning light on your car. Make sure your friends and family know this. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. All of us get lost in the darkness. Dreamers learn to steer by the stars.